It is 6 a.m. on April 24th, the fifth Sunday morning of spring, and I'm lying on my side in the spare room, wide-eyed in total darkness, holding my breath. Unmoving and silent, I strain for anything in earshot, but only hear my blood coursing and my heart racing. Thoughts bounce like pinball flippers as my mind struggles to latch on to some indication of reality. I peel my left cheek from the sweat-soaked pillow and swing my legs round off the mattress of the Victorian bedstead, jumping slightly as my calves hit the cold cast-iron frame. I see a glint of eerie pink light through the small gap under the door to the landing. Daisy's old Hello Kitty plug-in nightlight. Since she was a toddler, she's insisted on a nightlight, and this latest one has been going since 2010. I think Hello Kitty is her guilty secret. To be fair, it's useful if we get up at night, as this private estate of ours doesn't have streetlights, and it's pitch dark. Finally, after several minutes of motionless monitoring, my heart rate slackens and my mind throttles back. I struggle to identify indisputable elements of corporeality, and not again the lifelike imaginings of my nightmare. Can I whistle? I can't in my dreams. I can. But why that piano solo? Oh, yes, I vaguely remember pulling onto the drive last night with it playing on BBC Sussex Radio. Joe Talbot's Drive Time. I smile fractionally, thinking my shrill noise is akin to the tune, although more Les Dawson than Elton John. These nightmares have been getting steadily worse over the last few nights as I near my return to work, and now this is the fourth time I've had this one. Finally convinced I am awake, I get up and, in pants and dressing gown, head out along the Hello Kitty lit corridor toward the bathroom. I hang my dressing gown on the door hook and tug the light's pull switch as I enter the white-tiled bathroom. The downlights burst into life, and in the glare I knee the edge of the roll-top bath, which takes a small nick out of my leg. This only adds to my aching back from too much veg-patch digging yesterday afternoon. "Bloody bollocks," I mutter, whilst hobbling over to the sink and grab the small tube of Fiery Jack from the cabinet. I squeeze a baked bean-sized blob onto my right palm and rub it into my lower back. Hell, this stuff is hot. Lovely. Suddenly I get an overwhelming desire to pee and hop across the floor, just lifting the seat of the pan in time. After the initial sense of relief, I feel an agonizing throb of pain. I've inadvertently put Fiery Jack onto Jim and the twins, giving a very personal meaning to the phrase, great balls of fire. With a stifled scream, I wrap a bath towel around my waist and rush out of the bathroom down the stairs, only stepping on three of them, and across the kitchen to the pantry, where I grab a bottle of vegetable oil. Splashing a little on my hands, I rub it on Jim and the twins, which gives immediate relief from the pain. I wipe off the excess with paper towels, drop them in the waste bin, and rearrange the towel to cover myself, as, blushing, I run back upstairs. "Sorry, Fiery Jack, bloody agony," I say over my shoulder to my wide-eyed wife and daughter. This sets them off into hysterical laughter. Back in the bathroom, I can still hear them chortling as I run the hot tap and stare at my red-faced reflection as it disappears behind the condensing steam on the cold mirror. Still not fully awake, I rub some soap on my oily hands and plunge them into the water. "Bloody bollocks, that's hot!" I immediately run some water from the cold tap over my near-scalded digits. Finally, I complete my ablutions and limp, in more ways than one, downstairs for breakfast. Can't help thinking of my mum, who always said, "Things come in threes,"